keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Haley and Georgie with your 9am Zedlines.
In local news, once again, Olympic venue plans are in turbulent waters as internal briefings reveal that Rockhampton's promised flatwater rowing facility may not be as guaranteed as the Chris Foley government has made it seem. Government discussions admit that Commonwealth and federal funding is yet to be confirmed for the works being done in the Fitzroy River region, noting that the facilities must first be subject to approval from several associated federations. Both World Rowing and the International Canoe Federation must sign off on the plans before funding aid is provided by the Australian government with support from the Commonwealth. These approvals may still be upturned. However, with opposition parties and local councillors pointing to important testing data that raises concerns about river currents and conditions, data that hardcore activists for the course are diminishing or completely dismissing.
Queensland's workplace health and safety regulator was captured by the CFMEU when Labor was last in power in the state. A commission of inquiry into the union was heard. The fourth round of hearings as part of the probe in alleged misconduct within the construction union began in Brisbane this morning. Senior counsel assisting Patrick Wheelahan in his opening remarks alleged there were regulatory capture of the Workplace Health and Safety Queensland by the CFMEU during the period that Grace Grace was Minister for Industrial Relations. The inquiry continues with current and former senior WHSQ personnel set to give evidence this week.
In national news, at least seven members of the Iranian women's football team have sought asylum in Australia amidst fears of persecution back home when they return. Competing in Australia as part of the Women's Asian Cup, many Iranian players refused to sing the national anthem before matches, causing them to be labeled traitors on Iranian state television. The Islamic Republic's penal code can give lengthy prison sentences or even the death penalty, with many Australians calling for the opportunity to be taken to provide greater protection while the chance is available. Members of the team have missed their flight to remain in airports and be moved into the asylum system with aid from Home Affairs Department.
Big shame for the coalition today as David Littleproud has resigned as leader of the National Party, saying he's had enough. Littleproud, the elected leader of the National in May 2022 after the coalition's election defeat, said he is too exhausted to keep leading the party but will remain in Parliament. A meeting of National's members in Parliament will be held by the end of the week to select a new leader. While he said he's looking forward to spending more time with his family, he said he was not giving up on Maranoa, a massive, predominantly rural electorate covering an enormous 729,897 square metres of southern and western Queensland.
In international news, an update on the conflict in the Middle East. Nearly 700,000 people have been displaced and 84 children have been killed in Lebanon following Israeli strikes, according to agencies from the United Nations, which were in retaliation to rocket and drone strikes launched by the Iranian-backed group Hezbollah. A total of 486 casualties and over 1,300 injuries have been reported in total across the country, with Lebanon's WHO representative stating, quote, "One reason why we have a high number of children is that most of the attacks that we see actually is its urban centers, like in Beirut. Today was called the most intense day of strikes in Iran yet, according to the U.S. Defense Secretary, despite Trump's remarks that this war would end quickly. It was like hell. They were bombing everywhere, every part of Tehran," spoke one resident.
For your weather today, weather I hardly know her, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 26 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. There's no fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band.
That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.